Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm CT. When I'm not hosting podcasts, I'm living in the real world. Everybody has to work, right? My job is CS, customer service, solutions, relationships, and generating motivation to keep my team pumped up and connected to every single guest who has made a choice to stop in to pick up a few things or to grab a large basket and fill that mama up. This is CTCS, episode number 19, Vocally Not Prepared for Christmas Eve.
All right, Christmas Eve day. Going in early because we're closing early, 7 o'clock. The streets on Christmas Eve day are, they're bare. It's God, I'm having like a flashback of like the COVID-19 lockdown back there in March of 2020. The grocery store isn't going to be bare, trust me. But I'll tell you, we get to wear our festive holiday clothes. And that plays on the mind. It allows you to be more fun with the guests and stuff like that. There's a lot of people that are coming into town that are being with family and friends and stuff like that that haven't been to Charlotte for the very first time or anything like that. It's going to be an interesting day. And like Thanksgiving Day, I just want to document the moment hopefully super shine in CS.
The very second I arrive inside the store, what happens is that especially on Christmas Eve day, you're just bombarded. I mean, if you're gonna walk in at 11 o'clock in the morning, you're bombarded by people who are shopping, buying anywhere between $150 to $500 worth of groceries. And, you know, I guess this was my weakness today, and that was that, everybody else was already moving at 150 miles an hour, and I come walking in, and there I am. And trying to catch up, and you end up stumbling a lot. So, a lot of people. But just stay positive. That's all I can tell myself, just stay positive. A lot of single people in here buying stuff. A lot of single people. They say, well, I'm headed over to so-and-so's house, or I'm headed over to my parents' house and stuff like that. But I really thought I was going to see a lot more family in here, with the kids and everything like that. But I'm not seeing that at all. So it's that's kind of an interesting, I guess, thing that kind of shocked me a little bit. I was just really expecting more groups of people. And maybe it's just one of those things saying, hey, look, I'm going to take about 15 minutes to an hour, and I'm going to go buy something at the grocery store. You guys just stay here. Ooh, man, I'll tell you what's enormous. People are coming in here looking for the COVID test. And we don't sell the COVID test, but a lot of people are coming in. And well, because of this Omicron is just going crazy, and people are afraid, and they want to go to their individual private parties and stuff like that. And someone says, you have to prove that you are COVID-free. But, it seems like almost maybe one out of five people, man, do you guys have the COVID test? Do you have a COVID test? And the answer is no, we don't. You look at the clock on the wall and you go, oh boy, I still have 6 hours to go. It's like, will this line ever slow down? I mean, everywhere, even our beer and wine bar is just balls to the wall. I mean, it's extremely busy throughout the entire store. You would never know that we were in a pandemic. You would never know it because nobody is 6 feet apart. But, just keep it positive. Just keep it positive no matter what. And even if, fake your smile, be that actor. Just to show you how we're on our game, they're already planning for, okay, what's happening at, between 6:30 and 7 when we close at 7. Listen to my voice. It's so Sean because I'm talking to so many people. I'm raspy, man. I couldn't do a radio show if I wanted to right now because I'm so raspy.
Anyway, but we're getting ready. You know, it's, we're a long ways away from 6:30. Trust me. And but they're already talking about how we have got to. Where are we going to be at so that nobody gets in at 7 o'clock? Because I mean, it's we. You know, they. You know, I guess the thing about the store is that our managers want us all to go home, be with our families, and so. And that's not going to happen if you got people coming in here saying I want one item, and then you have 10 or 11 baskets full of stuff. I mean, last night. I mean, it wasn't even Christmas Eve last night. We tried, you know, we closed the door at 10 o'clock, but people were still in the store at 10:30. And you know, and just nonchalantly just shopping away. But that's retail for you. But that, you know, they say we're not doing that tonight. But we're getting ready for it. Mentally, we're getting ready for it. The crowds are starting to, you know, I'm not going to say they're going to slow down. There's no way I'm going to say that. Not as packed as they were when I first got here at 11. But, you know, fewer people, but still a lot of people.
I just, I'm telling you, it's like a family reunion is what it is. And you're seeing people that you've talked to for almost a year now. I've talked about Michael on this podcast many times. He's about three quarters, maybe a little bit more than that, near blind, and we've walked around the store and I shop for him. And so I walk up to him and I said, my God, I said, I was really hoping to see you today. And, and we're just sitting there talking about the year and all that kind of stuff. And a man comes up. Gives him a $50 bill. Just hands the guy a $50 bill, Michael. And he goes, go buy some turkeys, man. This one's on me. And Michael's going, what did he do that for? I said, he gave you a gift. No. He says, I feel like I'm a jerk. Why, did I look like that? I needed to have money? I said, no, Michael. He gave you a gift. Oh, I failed to mention that I'm dressed up in an elf costume today at the grocery store in CS. So people are looking at me kind of strange. Come on. It's about having fun, right? Celebrating. You know, make someone laugh. Dorky, yeah. You know, for a holiday, people are, as the hours tick by, we get closer to 7 o'clock, they get a little testy. Not like the employees. The employees are tired. We're exhausted. Because, I mean, we've literally made several, like maybe $140,000 today. So, But the guests and stuff like that, because there's nothing on the shelves. And people come and get stuff off the shelves and stuff like that, and then they're upset because we don't have what they're looking for, this kind of special kind of candy. The challenge is going to be, how long am I going to keep my voice? It's really on fire sore because I've been, you know, at this, the holiday sales. This is the fourth day, and, you know, you're talking for 9-10 hours at a time. And so Christmas Eve, I mean, you know, and I still have to talk louder because you got these stupid masks on and stuff like that. So, you know, before we even finish tonight, will I even have a voice? What will I sound like tomorrow? CNN did a report today that was based on how COVID-19 patients are being very mean to doctors and nurses. And so I've made it a big point today. Every nurse I see, every doctor I see, because we're near the hospital, I thank them. They don't know what to say, but I just make sure that I thank them. Merry Christmas. It's coming in large waves of people. I mean, it's not like a steady crowd anymore, but large waves. I mean, it's, they're 4 and 5 deep on every lane, and then it'll blank out for a few moments, and then, but then here comes another large wave. I'll be back. 6 o'clock hour. Here we go. Final hour. We are packed. We are flooded with people. Man, you're just pulling from every inch of whatever energy you've got left, man. It's like I just had a coworker say that you're at the brink of it, you just want to cry. 40 minutes to closing time for Christmas. The baggers are putting back the food that people, their EBTs, didn't have enough money for. You've got every stalker trying to stock the shelves. I mean, behind the scenes, there's a madhouse. And up front, it's a madhouse as well because people, you know, were packed. 15 minutes and people are just going crazy nuts. Okay, gotta do the 15-minute call. We're gonna make it official here.
Happy Christmas! Hey, we're gonna be closing in about 15 minutes. That means at 7 p.m. sharp, we're gonna be closed. So we need to make sure that everybody gets to go home and celebrate Christmas just like everybody else. So please make your way through the store at this time. The cash registers are rocking, self-checkout is rocking, so we need to get you rocking up here to the front of the store as well.
Guys, we're closing in 15 minutes. 3 minutes to go and people are still coming through the door. Have a great night tonight.
Whoa!
Merry Christmas.
You bet.
We got 2 minutes.
Okay.
No serious shopping.
No, somebody already here.
Okay, cool. All right.
Doors are closed. I'm back in the car. The streets aren't
They're not as blank as what they were earlier today. With busy streets, people are probably going from family to family. Listen to how ratcheted up my voice is. It's gone. I will not have a voice at all tomorrow. God. And I'm in the radio business. It's because I wasn't working it the way I was trained to work it. I was being abusive with my voice because I was having conversations and I did a lot of ho-ho-hoing with Santa Claus and all that kind of stuff. And so I didn't pay attention to it. And so now I've got a racked up voice. So, oh God. All right. Christmas at a grocery store. I wish I could have talked a lot longer, but it was so freaking busy. I mean, it was just like... I only had spurts of seconds to be able to just, you know, get in there and say, this is what's going on and this is happening. I still, you know, and I'm going to close with this, and this is not a negative. Those people that show up and there's only 2 minutes left and they go, I know. I just got to pick up one thing. And then you see them at the counter and they've got 12 things. And you just say, where do you work at? Because I want to come see you. And I want to come see you 2 minutes before you clock out. And I want to have a conversation with you. Am I being the Grinch that stole Christmas? All right, man. I got to quit talking. I'm screwed in the voice, man.
I wanted to record the next morning. And the reason why is because I wanted you to hear what vocal damage sounds like. This may sound loud to you, but I'm barely whispering. When you're out there talking with people and it's loud in a room and you exceed the limits that you're given as a vocalist of any type, you are put into a situation to where you could face vocal damage. And so this is it. This is what I have today.